they earn badges, like achievement patches, but our troop really doesn't do that, do we?
No.
Not
a lot.
We do fundraisers, bake sales, we go on trips, and of course sell cookies.
Community service.
Oops, you were both talking at the same time. What did you say?
Community service.
Community service, and what did you say?
We go on radio shows.
Radio shows, that's right. And you said you go on trips. Where have you gone?
Mystic Aquarium in Connecticut.
New York City.
We went to the Bronx Zoo. And that's really...
Here, radio show.
All right.
we go camping a lot, too.
All right. Where do you go camping? Here in Columbia County, or...?
Up near Albany.
Yeah.
Rensselaer.
We used to go to a one near Chatham, but then it closed, I think. Yeah.
Ah. And so what is your favorite part about being a Girl Scout? Like hanging out with your friends? Is that like it seems like you guys are having a good time doing that?
Yes, yeah. That is. It's a lot of fun. The trips are lots of fun, and I think the process of going on the trips, earning money to do that, the bake sales that we do.
We go on Main Street and sell cookies, extra cookies that we've ordered, and that is always a lot of fun too. Making signs and going out on the streets and shouting at people to buy cookies.
And is cookie season just ended? Is that right, or I'm right? Okay.
Yep.
I didn't get any this year. You guys didn't bring any cookies, did you? You know, you're always supposed to bring something fun to a radio station when you come.
We brought ourselves.
Oh, that's fun too. So you're right. You're right. And did you guys do good selling cookies this year, or was it a slow year for cookies?
Pretty good. We do pretty well each year, but this year's not as good as last year. Definitely,
prices went up. So
prices went. I thought I read about some changes in the cookies. They don't have as many different flavors this year, or not quite as many flavors.
Well, there was no new flavors this year, and the price went up to $4 instead of $3.50. So, a little slow.
Mm. And $4 is a lot of money for people these days, too. Oh. Everybody's...
Yeah.
You can either get a gallon of gas or a box of cookies, I guess.
$4 a box, it adds up.
Yes. What projects... why did you guys come to the radio station today? Are you trying to learn about communications or media?
Well, we came specifically today because we recorded a radio show about Girl Scouts, and we came today to, I think, edit it a little bit, but in general, we did radio because I think our troop leaders mentioned it, and we just thought it sounded really great.
Fun.
A local radio station sounds quite fantastic.
All right, so you put together a show that you're going to finish editing it, and it's going to be on WGXC soon?
Yeah.
All right, and it's about your troop and what you guys do?
Yes,
sort of. Well, it's got little stories in it.
Yes, we put together a show. Some people are playing music. Some do skits on the show. Some talk about
stories.
Some, like, there are lots of different segments.
We sing a song.
They vary.
All right, and that sounds like a lot of fun. Was it fun to put it together, or?
Yeah, a lot of fun.
So maybe we can get you guys to do that more often.
Yes.
And again, do it again. Yeah. Emily, do you know when this is going to air, or has that not been decided yet?
It depends on what we get done today.
Ah, yes. You got a lot of editing to do. So that's Emily, our youth coordinator, who works with different young people to do radio, and that usually airs on WGXC between 3:30 and 4 each day. So if anybody out there is listening and wants to be part of the youth program, and they can contact Emily. Your email address is emily@wgxc.org. Yes. What else besides radio? What else are you guys working on these days?
Nothing really. We have a very slow troop.
Yeah, during our Girl Scout troop, during school we have modified sports, and a lot of girls participate in softball, track. So it makes it tough for us to have regular meetings. So we have them once a month.
Sometimes we don't have them once a month.
And is this your full troop here, or are there a lot of people missing?
There are
13 of us.
13 girls.
Only 5 of us here.
And some of the other ones are out playing softball and
track
today. Yeah. Well, it seems like a pretty good day to do that. It's getting a little hot in here. But anything else you guys want to say to your... Is it you got friends listening, or did you bring any... You don't have any music to play, do you?
Yeah.
It's getting a little windy in here. Every time we have young people in the studio, something blows down or falls over, I think.
Jinxing it.
Now, do you want to say a shout-out to your friends or anything?
Hi.
Chatham Middle School, 7th grade.
Is
hey,
awesome.
Hey, what's up?
It's amazing.
We love you.
All right, you guys like the school? Is it
yes.
a good school?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yes, definitely a good school.
All right.
School of character.
Well,
number one school of character.
Yeah, number one school of character in New York State? Really? Wow.
One of the top
3 years in a row. Wow.
For the national award. School of character.
And how do they measure school character? What does school character mean?
They have like people from Washington that come up like once a year or once every school year. And they come and they just like talk to us and see what our like regular day is like, and we just kind of show them around.
Ask us questions.
There are lots of programs in our school, like peer mediation.
NCBI.
Doesn't usually go on at other schools.
National Junior Honor Society.
What is NCBI?
National Building Coalition Institute. I'm a part of it. It's basically Kids Against Bullying.
Ah.
So. And a few of us are in peer mediation as well, yeah. Which is pretty self-explanatory.
And do those programs, do you think that they help? Are they good for the school? Do you guys like that they're there? I mean, you're part of that.
Yeah.
We go into classrooms and teach kids about being allies. Like that.
I'm not a peer mediator, and I've never really tried it, but I would definitely feel more comfortable talking to someone of my age than talking to an older counselor or something. So I think it would work very well. I think it's worked for a lot of people.
Yeah,
they work.
Mediations.
Well, great. And we have a similar philosophy here. We want young people to be doing their own radio shows instead of having people like me talking to you. So I think it's time for you to get out there and get your editing done so your own show can air.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in today. It was great to have you on. Is there any song you want to hear or something? I can try to call it up. You have a favorite artist? No, I'll just find something on my own. Okay. All right.
Anything's good.
Okay. Well, you can listen in the other room, and Emily's going to help you edit your piece, and we'll hopefully hear your radio show on WGXC very soon. All
right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. That was the Chatham Girl Scout. What troop number again?
1477.
1477. Chatham Girl Scouts here on WGXC. Thanks for coming in, everybody.
Bye.